everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Final Down NFL Podcast with me, Jim, Denver Dave, Punk Raider, and Finn. We're still about the NFL, boys. How are we all doing?
Yahtzee.
Living the dream.
Full house? What? No? Okay. All right. Showing my age.
We do that every single week.
Yeah.
You know, someone's got to.
Hi, everyone. It is time for us to go through another of the autopsies in the NFC. We have done the AFC. If you're an AFC fan, go and check out our stuff on thefinaldown.com or patreon.com/finaldown for all our videos there, which have covered your team. I'm guessing if you're an AFC fan, we've already done the NFC West. This week, we are doing the NFC East. Guys, usually the NFC is called the NFC Least in this division, but this year, wow, we had four teams all vying for playoff spots right to the last week, basically, and three of them got in. So, and one of them made the Super Bowl. So, wow, this should be a good one, I'm thinking. Well, at least from my notes,
you know, it's still 5 minutes, regardless whether they're good.
Yeah, but... 5 minutes. I just got to say, this was a very good division.
Squeeze a lot more positivity into these four than possibly some of the others, but you know, hello, looking at you, Cleveland.
We've already covered Cleveland, thankfully. For those who don't know, we're going to be doing a 5 minute section on each team. We work from the top team down to the bottom, and that, of course, means we have to start with the Philadelphia Eagles. The rise of Jalen Hurts saw the Philadelphia Eagles jump up to the top spot in the NFC East this year. As its progression, coupled with a big weapon being brought in the shape of A.J. Brown at receiver, saw them win 14 regular season games and get to the Super Bowl for the first time since 2017. Head coach Nick Sirianni will have to restock his coaches this offseason after losing both coordinators to head coaching positions elsewhere. Best game? Well, there's those two playoff games where they demolished the division rival Giants, then knocked the tar out of the 49ers on their route to the Super Bowl, were easy picks as being joint best games. Only conceding 7 points in each game while scoring over 30 set a tone they couldn't replicate on the biggest stage. Worst game? Well, though losing the Super Bowl undoubtedly hurts, believe me, I know. Really, there's only one contender, and that was the Week 10 home loss to the Commanders. The Eagles were 8-0.
When did you play in the Super Bowl, Jim?
My team has played in the Super Bowl and lost, so I know how it feels, and you also know how it feels to lose the Super Bowl. Punk. Anyway, the Week 10 loss to the Commanders. The Eagles were 8-0, the Commanders were 4-4, but somehow won 32-21. To not even have it close was just a massive head-scratcher. So, guys, the Philadelphia Eagles, talk to me about it.
They were all right, weren't they?
They're more than all right.
They were all right. I don't think this time last season anyone would have picked Jalen Hurts to be an MVP candidate or to show the progress that he's made throughout last off-season and this season just gone.
I think I would have.
I'm pretty certain they been running back on their depth chart going into the season, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's hard to say he's an MVP, Dave, when you're eating humble pie about the guy.
No, I'm not.
Your mouth's full.
I stick to what I've said, and I said, you know, he needs to progress in the passing game. He's obviously a weapon in the running game. He needs to progress in the passing game, and that's exactly what he did.
I mean, obviously it helps when you do bring in receivers of the caliber of AJ Brown that can go and get the ball for you as well.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's just Hurts alone. The other thing to point out with this Eagles team in the last season is the defense. You know, more sacks pretty much than any other team in the history of the game. You know, I think they had four players, was it, over double digit sacks? Four or five. It's ridiculous the things they were doing. That you can only beat the teams that are put in front of you, and they were doing that convincingly week in and week out. So I think, you know, they were unlucky to lose the Super Bowl in many ways. I think they just had a few, you know, coin flip decisions that didn't go their way that on a different day might have done. But yeah, I think the Eagles, they're going to lose some pieces. Free agency, we've already seen Gardner Johnson and one or two others move on. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what their squad looks like at the beginning of next season. But I think as this is an autopsy, I think we have to give them an A+ and say well done to the Eagles for last season.
Absolutely. It was a really, really class season for them. Like Punk just mentioned, they've got a bit with the free agency. They're going to lose some, but they're still going to keep that really strong core. So I don't think they're going to sort of deviate much from what we saw this season. Super Bowl is obviously going to hurt, but then they were playing a very good side in the Chiefs as well, so you can't really put that one, you know, like you said, a few decisions here and there that may be sort of cost game, but ultimately against the Chiefs, always going to be a tough game. But overall, both on the offense and the defense, really class season. They can't have any complaints.
Yeah, I've got nothing else to add. I think we
Okay.
saw,
Okay.
no, we saw the rise of Jalen Hurts. And with AJ Brown, you know, he did break the single season receiver record for the Eagles. So it was success all over. Now it's just about repeating it. It's easier to do it when you've got one of the weaker schedules, but you can only beat who's put in front of you, and they did. They got to the Super Bowl. Now it's about, you know, repetition of that. Do it with the target on your back.
Two
That's
first round picks as well. They had a pick out of the Saints, number 10 for Trevor Penning last year. They got Jalen Reagor, a pick back in the seventh round. So,
What have they got this year going into the draft and things? Because obviously, where they're losing those pieces in free agency, have they got enough picks to be restocking, or are they going to be?
they're picking 10 and 30, and then they're picking 62 in the second round, and they got a third round pick, and then nothing until two seventh round picks. But they've kept James Bradbury at cornerback. They've kept Jason Kelce, kept Fletcher Cox. They brought in safety Terrell Edmonds from the Steelers on a 1 year deal and cornerback Greedy Williams from the Browns on a 1 year deal. But they've lost Javon Hargrave at defensive tackle Andre Dillard, Miles Sanders at running back, TJ Edwards at linebacker, Marcus Epps at safety, Kaiser White at outside linebacker. And you said Chauncey Gardner Johnson as well. He's gone. So.
We
And it's the
know,
coordinators. I know we've gone over, but it's the coordinators as well. That's going to be massive to restock
I
because
mean,
Nick Sirianni is a new head coach, so or young
he
head
is,
coach.
but we also know that, you know, Howie's a very, very good GM, and it wouldn't expect me, it wouldn't
Oh yeah.
shock me for there to be a run on positional players and him, you know, transfer out of 10 like completely for this year, not even get a first round pick this year and just do it a haul for second, third, and fourth round players. Like, massive, massive hauls. Probably one of the teams with compensatory picks. So yeah, I think they're in a very, very strong position.
Let's move on then to the second team. And 12 and 5 was good enough to win the NFC East last year, but the same record wasn't enough this time out for the Cowboys. The good news for Dallas was that the NFC handed them the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as their wild card opponent. Of course, it all fell apart the following week against the Niners. But for a short time, the Cowboys fans were their normal delirious, delusional selves. Dak Prescott is a top five quarterback. CeeDee Lamb is as good as Justin Jefferson. Zeke Elliott can get more than 4 yards a carry again. You know, it all came crashing down in Santa Clara with nobody's favorite head coach, Mike McCarthy, receiving fresh pelters for some fairly high profile play calls. Look them up on YouTube. Best game? Well, they beat the Bengals in week two. They closed down the Lions offense to just 6 points in week seven. They put more than 50 points on the lackluster Colts. But the week 11 game in Minnesota, where the Vikings were on a 7 game win streak and the Cowboys just beat them up. One field goal for the Vikings in the first quarter was their scoring done. Tony Pollard in particular went nuts in that one with a 40-3 final score. Worst game, the wild card win over the Bucs was also revenge for their worst game in week one, where Brett Maher scored one field goal in the first quarter. Then Ryan Succop scored four field goals. And Mike Evans got a late touchdown, but what was a truly worst game to even think about. There was also the week 18 game in Washington, where they lost 26-6, despite the possibility of even making the division win with a dub. So. Yeah, there've been some bad losses for the Cowboys,
And that was
but
against Sam Howell as well. So
it
it
was
wasn't
against
even
Sam Howell.
against, I was
It
going to say,
was.
I wasn't even against the starting QB, but that
It
might have
was
been the
the
starting
guy making his first
at that
making his
point.
first start. Yeah, Sam Howell was doing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, talking about the Cowboys then, because
I think you're a bit harsh on Mike McCarthy being no one's favorite head coach. I think, you know,
whose is his favorite head coach? Come on. Who
well,
says Mike McCarthy is my favorite head coach?
I think
Apart
the
from Jerry Jones.
Eagles, Giants, and Commanders fans
On
love
them.
him. I think
And
he's
them.
great. I think this is the only time where we can look at a 12 and 5 season and call it a disappointment because there's a lot of talent on that Cowboys team. The aging offensive line is coming to an end. It was obviously Zeke's way out, and we know that there are a lot of young stars in there who are going to need a new contract soon. And the way Jerry hands them out, they're going to be breaking up soon as well. But it's more the fact that the season just fizzled out. Coming towards the end of the season, they, you know, they were putting up some big scores against, they murdered the Titans. I think against the Eagles, they put 40 up, and they were scoring, you know, big amounts of points. And then they get to the wild card round and beat a depleted Bucks team, but they dealt with them inefficiently, but they did beat them. And then just fizzled out against the 49ers. It was no challenge, and that's the, I think, the disappointment. All this huge build up, everyone talking about the Cowboys are back, and this could be their year, and then it ends in nothing. That's I think the major disappointment. So yes, 12 and 5 is great, but what does it mean?
I think they sort of came good with when the Eagles were absolutely flying and having one of their best seasons of sort of since the Super Bowl run they had. So I think that was, they couldn't have foreseen that coming. I mean, I think like Dave said at the start of the season, everything's clicking into place. They're going, actually, we've got a really strong chance here. And they did, but just bit pipped by a really class Eagles side. May even come down to sort of the small thing of, which again you can't foresee, but Dak having that injury and being out for a few games, that may have even been the thing that cost them. But ultimately, they've got, you know, they put up some real, real big points. They could score. That was not an issue. But then there was the odd game where they just seemed to completely crumble, forget how to play, and then they get sort of beaten by a team that you wouldn't expect.
That's a really good point, because the Cowboys' defense, we're expecting all to be stellar this season, and they were trash at times. Like, real
over reliance on Micah Parsons.
Oh,
he had to do
massively.
Everything for them. With Randy Gregory not being there, and you know, I think that hurt.
Micah Parsons is Micah Parsons. He can do everything for you if you need him. So.
I think the thing was, though, people were targeting Diggs. Whereas last season, you know, Diggs was almost acting as the extra man, playing in that lane between inside and out and being a ball hog. Everyone was now just targeting him and saying, you know, here's our number one wide receiver, off your pop, go and mark him. And there was massive, big, huge gains. I don't think he was far away from a Pro Bowl as I could possibly imagine. Almost a liability. But of course, he's a Dallas player, so everyone still loves him.
In Dallas, yeah.
In Dallas.
Punk, any words on the Cowboys before we move on?
I just think it's typical Cowboys last season, isn't it? They win the games that you expect them to win, when apart from when they don't win them. And then they win the odd game that you don't expect them to win, but then they just crumble in the playoffs. It really is just, you know, typical Cowboys from the last, well, since Dak became the quarterback, really. It feels to me like the Cowboys need a proper overhaul, but whether they'll get that or not, I'm really not sure.
They won't.
Simple as
losing,
that.
Yeah, losing Dalton Schultz, a tight end, to the Houston Texans, I think it's probably going to be a big loss for them. But they brought in Brandon Cooks and Stephon Gilmore. So if it was 2016, that would have been awesome. Well done. Well done, Jerry Jones.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is still playing Madden 12.
Let's move on. Let's go on to the team that finished third. And the Giants picked at 5 in last year's draft. This year, they're picking at 25, thanks to the hiring of Bills offensive coordinator as their new head coach, Brian Daboll. He seemed to reinvigorate the dross around him following over a decade of Dave Gettleman whiffing as a GM. The new GM, Joe Shane, has done pretty well so far, save for the Kenny Golladay thing. And the Giants got a regenerated Saquon Barkley and an almost competent Daniel Jones. From 3-13 last year, Daboll dragged them to 9-7-1 and into the playoffs, receiving the Coach of the Year award for his efforts. Best game, this has to be the wild card game in Minnesota. I mean, we know the Vikings melt in the playoffs, but for the Giants not just to be there, but also get a decent performance from Daniel Jones in the win, where he actually threw for over 300 yards and rushed for 7 first downs. Of course, it probably was enough to convince the Giants owners to give him a new contract rather than just pick up his 5th-year option. We won't get into that, though. Worst game, they only lost to good teams, so that's positive. But they did get rolled 3 times by the Eagles, most notably the divisional round game in Philly, 38-7. And the Eagles were up 28-0 at halftime as the Giants just looked done. That's my review on the Giants. Punk, talk to me about them. What do you reckon?
I think the Giants were probably one of the biggest surprises of the season. Kind of, I'd put them and the Lions kind of in the same bracket, although there was more hype going on the Lions before the season started. I think Brian Daboll might be my new favourite coach in the NFL at the minute. He seems to do everything like a rock star. I think at 11:30 at the owners' meeting and stuff the other day, he was cracking open beers. So, you know, it's...
What else to do is that?
It works, exactly. He's my kind of guy. Sit in a boring work meeting, crack a beer. Why not? Sounds like a great idea. I think the Giants were good. I think Saquon proved that he was back to his best. I think Daniel Jones did enough to probably warrant asking, is he the quarterback for the future? Obviously, they've given him the new contract in the offseason, so we'll find that out sooner rather than later. You know, it. The only thing the Giants really, really lacked, and you could say, you know, have been a weakness for a few years now, is receiver. I mean, they had, was it Kenny Golladay managed to get 0 touchdowns the season last, and only got a couple last season. So, you know, It's good that they have moved him on and are looking to strengthen in that area. Yeah, I think the Giants for me are definitely one to watch next season because I'll be interested to see whether it was a one season wonder or whether or not they can sustain something and actually, you know, get back to what they used to be, which is a perennial playoff team.
I mean, it's interesting that you're calling a 9-7 season a one season wonder, but
For the
I get
Giants.
exactly what you mean.
Well,
But
we're
it
talking
says
about the
more.
Giants. We had them at 3 and 4 wins last year, so
Exactly. But it
yeah.
says more about where we thought the Giants were versus where they are is a bigger leap than Dallas. Because I'm sitting here saying Dallas at 12 wins was a bit of a disappointment, whereas the Giants are a massive positive at 9 wins.
I would agree.
I agree with everything you said. The biggest positive for Saquon, yes, he ran for more yards than he had done previously. I think he broke his previous record by 5 or 6 yards or something like that. It's the fact that he had nearly 300 calories this year, and after being on, being off two big injuries, to then have almost 300 carries is a big deal for him.
A big
I think that.
workload,
Yeah, the
yeah.
Giants have done a very, very good, sensible thing by franchise tagging him rather than giving him a massive deal as well. But no, I think the Giants, as much as Jim hates them, and we know he does, it's a team with a bright future.
Honestly, for
I
me,
mean,
I think Dable was Coach of the Year,
yeah, I
in
agree.
all
Well,
honesty. He was officially, yeah.
Oh, he was he? I can't
Yeah.
remember. That was weeks ago. I've slept since then.
That was puns award, yeah. To me, the Giants was very much there was two. It was a very pre and post bye week season.
That's
Pre
an
bye
interesting
week, they
point.
were flying 6-2. I think they were before the bye week. I was out there for the Baltimore game, I think, and all the fans were going crazy. Thinking this is it. This is their season. Post bye week, I think they then won three,
Yeah.
albeit three against.
Three and a half.
The 3.5, yeah,
Texans,
albeit
Commanders,
against.
and Colts were the only teams they beat after that point.
There you go. Yeah, so it's not exactly the creme de la creme of games to win. So I think they've
Yeah,
got a
but
bright future, but they need to.
they did lose against some very, very good teams though. So it's not as though they lost against bums.
No, but they've
Oh.
also not beaten very good teams,
This is true.
particularly
Those.
in the post but in the post bye week. This is it's not. I think they've got a bright future, but I think the way that it tailed off, particularly after the fast start, that would be an area of concern.
Yeah, I think as far as the Giants are concerned, you know, they've taken a massive leap and it's probably a year, maybe even 2 years sooner than they expected to. The question will be, can they sustain or do they end up regressing next season?
They've got 10 picks in the
It's
draft.
still a
They brought in
rebuild.
Darren Waller from the Raiders and Bobby Okereke, the linebacker from the Colts. We will see. We will see. We have to move on, though, to the final team, the basement team, the one that some of our fans have been waiting for. And, oh, the
Ooh.
Washington Commanders. They got one more win than last year that ended up at the bottom of the NFC East regardless. They started out with Carson Wentz as their quarterback, despite the Colts wanting him out of the building ASAP. Commanders general manager Martin Mayhew still gave up a couple of third-round draft picks to have Wentz start the season. After Week 6 injury, where Washington was 2-4, Taylor Heinicke was brought back in to oversee wins over the Eagles and Packers to go 5-4, before Wentz was put back in for one game. Then Sam Howell plays Week 18. All makes sense so far. Well, it gets worse because they're now paralyzed with an ownership buyout scenario that everyone in the world, not named Dan Snyder, hopes gets done quickly. Best game, well, I mentioned that Week 10 win over the Eagles already, but the Week 7 win over the Packers, down 14-3 early in the second quarter to come back with 20 unanswered points and get the win. I think that might be their best performance. Worst game, well, most of their losses were to better teams, but the Week 17 loss at home to the Browns, when there was still a chance of making the playoffs, Carson Wentz comes back in and throws three interceptions as the Commanders lose 24-10. It was a maddening thing to witness. So, Finn, talk to me about the Commanders, please, sir. What do you reckon?
I think there's a lot to digest. Probably more negatives than positives. So I'll start with a positive.
Okay.
They had a good run of form. I think about week 6 to about 12, where they picked up some dubs, which were few and far between in the remaining weeks. I think they've got some shinings of players there. obviously this season was tough for them, plagued by injuries, which is always going to be make things 10 times harder. You can't get a solid foundation going and start an understanding between the players. But overall as well, I think they're struggling with the attraction of players. I think that's going to roll on into seasons to come, is that no player has a desire to go to Washington and play, which is, we saw that with last season, the fact that the rest of the division came to play and played at a very high standard, and they were left in the wake. I think until that gets sorted, it's going to stay like that for a bit to come, I think.
You're absolutely right about Snyder, and the fact that he's still the owner means that players are going to think twice about going there. Yeah, Washington do have some good pieces. They've got McLaurin, they've got a defense, defensive front seven that's as good as anything in that division, bar maybe the Eagles.
I think
So,
good as anything in that in the league. When it's
well,
on song and everyone's available.
yeah, may well
especially
be.
from
May well
four.
be. Yeah.
You know, it's there really are some good signs for Washington, but they've got to get the quarterback sorted out. They've given Tyler Heinicke enough time now to kind of make his point and prove
Now
his,
he's gone.
and now he's gone. So, what are they looking at for next season?
Well, they brought in Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, but you're not bringing in Jacoby Brissett to take you to the playoffs, and
Oh,
they
ask Dave.
start getting into
Yeah,
some situations with these other players where they're going to look around and go, well, actually, do you want to win? Are you actually here to do stuff, or should I be looking to get my free agent move to wherever it may be that I can put a run together? So, I think Washington, they just need to clear the decks really quickly. And as far as they're concerned, the main piece is Snyder. You've got to get him out, and sooner rather than later.
well,
I think
two
they
people have
will.
at least come in with the offer that he said he would accept. So,
Well,
fingers crossed, they can get
we'll
rid of him.
see.
Yeah, I think one. So there's on the quarterback front, you mentioned about Jacoby Brissett. I think Brissett to Washington was a great move for Jacoby Brissett. I don't think it was necessarily a great move for Washington. I hope he gets his opportunity to shine. I think with him and Eric Bieniemy is now, of course, the offensive coordinator for Washington as well. So it'll be interesting to see how that shapes and becomes. But he's in now, it's no longer a joke, that division. It's now strong. But we were talking last week about who could potentially leapfrog who in the NFC West, in the East. This team, if they get a decent quarterback in place, they could leapfrog all the way to the top
It's
very
possible.
easily.
Second. Yeah.
Because they've
Possible.
got massive amounts of talent in there. I think they could go all the way to the top because they've got good wide receivers, good running backs. I think a decent tight end coming in the draft, maybe. But
I guarantee this will be one of the hardest divisions to pick early next season.
I
Yeah,
think
we'll.
after week nine, it might still be difficult to pick.
There we go. There we go. They've got, I think, is it about 10 picks in the draft, picking 16.
No,
Kind of horrible.
I think they're
Just.
standard, but they've only got one extra pick. So they've got one in each round, and then they've got a compensatory six,
I
I
got
believe.
eight. So you got eight picks in the draft, yeah.
Yeah, so it's standard one per round, apart from the six, where they've got a comp.
They've done some work in free agency on the line, though. They brought in
Yes.
Andrew Wiley at right tackle, Nick Gates at guard, Trenton Scott at guard as well. So they're okay. They're doing all right.
And they've got a good run game, and they've got talent out wide.
They
So if they
drafted
can be
well
a
last year. Let's fingers
yes.
crossed that Mayhew does it again.
They've
Let's do it again.
drafted well for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
It's not something that's new.
Okay, so we kind of touched on it a second ago, but do we think there's going to be any real movement in the division next year? Obviously,
Yes.
yes and
all
no.
teams kind of moved around from last year.
Yes and no. It could happen. Whether it
Right.
will happen, I'm not sure.
It could not, yeah.
And so
Yeah.
speaks the wizard of knowledge there. It could happen.
Absolutely. I'm not sitting
What a
here now.
fantastic insight.
That
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here now and say that the Commanders are suddenly going to leap above the Giants and the Cowboys. Equally, I'm also not going to say that the Eagles are going to be the best team in the division. I mean, they should be, but that doesn't always necessarily play out on paper. So I want to see what each team does in the off season. I want to see you know, how they look once those rosters get knocked down to 53 players. Have they got all bases covered? You know, are there any injuries in training camp? One injury in training camp can make a massive difference. So I think this is one of the, like I said, you know, most difficult divisions to actually predict for next season. And I'm not even convinced we'll be able to do it a week before the season starts. So, but
We'll give it a go.
there is definitely potential there for Washington to jump above, say, the Cowboys, for the Giants to fall. You know, it could be a real mix up.
I think some of it that may depend on how the games are scheduled in terms of who you're playing when, because this division is against the NFC West next year. So, you know, get the Rams early, get the 49ers early,
The Cardinals.
Get the Cards early. Yeah,
I'll
if you're
get the
playing the
Cardinals
Cards,
whenever, to be honest.
well, if you get the Cards in week 16, when you know when everyone's playing for a new contract and the you know quarterbacks come back and everyone's on a bit of a ride, it's a different proposition to week one when who knows who's going to be playing quarterback. It might be me or you. Who knows? No one knows what's happening. So some of it might
Quite a
just be
shot.
the way that the cookie crumbles, you know. They also play in the I think it's AFC East as well. So again, it depends on what's happening there. But it's just, I think it's one of those things where small things will decide it. But for me, the way everything's laying at the moment, I fancy the Commanders to be the team that's going to jump the most spots. I mean, it's easy to because they're bottom. But with the
I always
talent
get
they've
burned by
got,
the Commanders. I always think they're going to do all right because they've got the players there, but something happens. They just
something
they
just
need to
doesn't
learn
work.
to win. They need to learn to win consistently. They had a, such a, it's like Finn said, there was a really bad start to the season. There were the kind of Heineke years in the middle of the season where he managed to get a few wins together, but they never wanted Heineke. They wanted to try Wentz. He came in absolutely in the bed.
He stunk
They
it
had they
out.
now and now. And now they've kicked out Heineke. They're not going to re-pick up Wentz, we don't think. So it's going to be Sam Howell starting. I mean, for, you
Or
know,
Jacoby Brissett.
bless him, give him a chance. But I don't think you can go into a season expecting Sam Howell to be your be
No.
all end all at quarterback. Having said that, I'm most worried about the Cowboys for next year. I think there's a real chance that they something happens. They're always on the knife edge of just kind of imploding as a team.
I
I don't
agree.
feel they're
Got a
very.
tendency to.
Very settled as a unit, you know.
They definitely need to improve that defense,
Oh
and
yeah.
not Parsons. I mean that goes without saying. Yeah, I think offensively, you look at the Cowboys and you kind of go, you know what? They're not a million miles away. If Dak could just stop throwing interceptions all the time, and if
That's
some
what
of
he
the
is.
play calling could improve, then you know, real good things could happen. But for me, the Cowboys have got to concentrate on that defense and getting those holes tightened up because there were times last season where they were just getting slapped all over the place.
One of the
You
things
can
that the
afford Dak to throw
Cowboys,
picks if you've got a strong defense that's not allowing any scores, then you've got that extra the freedom to let Dak do his thing and
yeah, but
throw
the problem
picks.
is when Dak's throwing picks, he's throwing pick sixes. That's the issue.
Yeah,
It's not a
that's
pick where
what
he's
we
turning
got.
around in the end zone. The one thing that they will do is they will draft a running back. There's no doubt about that. They absolutely will because, you know, Tony Pollard's got a broken leg and we don't know if he's going to be ready for the new season. So they're going to pick up a big bell running back, you know. Now, this is Jerry Jones. For me, he's daft enough to do it in the first round, and that's
Done
going
it
to be a
before.
massive mistake. He's
Picked
done
up
it
Zeke
before,
at four.
exactly. Picked up Zeke at four. So it wouldn't surprise me if he goes and picks up a running back. And that's not what they need. Pick up one in third round or something. So I think that could almost be the thing that derails their season next year. Go and get a good middle linebacker or something, someone who can protect and, you know, be your Mike linebacker and control the defense and be the guy that you need, not a running back who's going to get you 4 yards a carry. It's not what they need.
If you're lucky. Well, there we go. That was the NFC East done. We've only got two more divisions to go, and that is the NFC North and then the NFC South. We left the best for last. So make sure, guys, you're checking out all our content at thefinaldown.com, at patreon.com/finaldown. If you can leave reviews on iTunes or Spotify or wherever, then that's so appreciated. So thank you very much. You can hit us on Twitter at thefinaldownNFL. At Punk underscore Raider, at Denver Dave 30, at F Stalwart 17, until he changes his Twitter handle. And yeah, so
Yeah.
that's our podcast done for this week. Anything else you want to say, boys, before we sign off?
I
You're going
think
to call him out on his Twitter handle every single time until he actually
quite
changes.
right.
That was yeah. I was meant to do that. Completely forgot.
Do it now.
Make a note.
On
yeah.
the podcast,
I'll have
live.
It on my hand for the rest of the week.
I think we'll put a Twitter poll out as to what your new name should be.
Oh, I like that.
That's a good shout as well. Yeah.
Young and Hung 69. That's what I'll go for. I think.
Enough
I think
about
with
your
the.
Feed.
Yeah. I think with the NFC South, I think we should give it the respect it deserves and just not cover them. I think that's basically what we should do.
5 seconds per team, yeah?
Yeah.
Just tell
we'll
people which teams are in that division
fair.
And then just move on.
We might be fair. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, NFC North next week, so that should be interesting.
We might be fair.
We might be. I can't guarantee
might
anything.
Might be fair and give them.
Yeah.
All right, guys, so until next week, I've been Jim, that's been Finn, that's been Punt Radio, that's been Dem & Dave. Thank you very much for listening.